free agency's worst case scenario at the safety position took place. Both Jesse Bates and Von Bell, the Killer Bees at the safety position, move on to the Atlanta Falcons, the Carolina Panthers, respectively. Could afford to lose one, and expected that was going to be the case, but your worst case scenario, your nightmare, was losing both, and they did. They lost both players. You not only lose really good players in the middle of the football field, although one's more of a box safety and one's more of a middle safety, but it's just like in baseball we talk about. Defensive tackles are catchers. Inside linebackers are shortstops. Safeties are center fielders. They lost their last line of defense, their center fielders. And the quarterback of the defense, the safeties make calls that dictate changes in coverage on the back end and prevent errors and problems, hopefully, and mismatches in the back end. Just like having a real good center fielder in baseball, it takes away the gaps. You know, when you don't have a good center fielder, people are going to hit the ball in the gap and get extra bases. They're going to run after contact, run after that hit. In football, if you don't have a safety that knows what he's doing, there's going to be seams and gaps in the middle of the football field that they're going to take advantage of and keep running after the catch. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, a lot of similarities. And Lou Anarumo does a lot with his safeties back there. They're very, very versatile players. They can play a lot of different positions, including slot corner, like Dax Hill has done. But they were preparing for this. Let's face it. Last year's draft, Dax Hill, first-round draft pick out of Michigan. Tyson Anderson, fifth-round draft pick out of Toledo. They drafted two safeties, you know, getting ready for this day. They're going to have to take a good look, long look at free agency, what kind of veteran safeties are out there in free agency that give the position versatility that Lou Anarumo was looking for. And there are probably a handful of guys out there. And same in the draft. Look at safeties in the draft that have the versatility to give Lou Anarumo what he wants to have out of that safety position. But when you look at it, I mean, now you're going to have to indoctrinate safeties to get them up to speed with everybody else on the defensive football team. All other position groups are returning, except again for the second-year players, Dax Hill and Tyson Anderson. You can build with them on a foundation that you put in last year. But if you bring a veteran safety in, you have to start from scratch with that person. So maybe adjustments that Leon Rumo was going to put in defensively may have to slow that down a little bit, because now you have new safeties involved in the picture. So all of that is a little bit of a factor. But I do believe they're going to find people that can fit the bill. And Lou Anarumo will coach him up. The position coaches, Robert Livingston, will coach up his safeties as well as anybody, you know, will in the league, and get some productive play out of that safety position. And finally, culture. You know, this football team has a tremendous culture. Von Bell and Jesse Bates were both big factors in that. I mean, highly, highly respected by their teammates. Von Bell there at the crack of dawn working out these veteran safeties, calling player-only meetings for the defensive backs, in addition to what Lou Anarumo and the defensive coaching staff was doing for their position group. They would call their own meetings with safeties, cornerbacks, defensive players. That leadership coming from the players is huge. And now you lose a couple of key components of that intangible, that culture. And culture is not a raw material. It's not something you just go find and mine. You know, it's like that has to be developed. That's an intangible. It's not a tangible. So when your culture takes a hit, like those two guys provided for your culture, your football team, that's a factor as well. But Dax Hill has shown great signs of being able to step in and fulfill some of that culture, as well as Tyson Anderson. These young safeties, they have their work cut out for them. The bar was set very, very high by Jesse Bates and Von Bell. The good news is, though, all of those players that were part of what Von Bell and Jesse Bates provided, they're not going to forget what they learned from those guys. Somebody else will step into that role. They made a huge impact from a culture standpoint on the organization, and I think it's going to live on in other players. It's like, you know, you might be playing with a great offensive lineman. I remember, you know, my rookie year, Bob Johnson was a guy that took me under his wing, the very first draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals. And Bob Johnson shortly thereafter retired. But I didn't forget everything that Bob Johnson taught me and told me in the early stages of my career, rookie year in the next couple of years. You don't forget about that. So that's the beautiful thing about being exposed to people that have an impact on your life. You know, it's not like, okay, well, he moved on. Now, I mean, I'm going to forget all about that stuff. That's not the way it works in any walk of life, any business. So it's a business. It's part of the business. Congratulations to Jesse Bell and Jesse Bates and Von Bell. They got deals they felt like were best for their careers, best for their legacies, and they've moved on. They made a huge impact while they were here, and I think it's an impact that's going to continue to be a factor.
Dave Lapham here, and every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.